Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Thank you all for coming. We're delighted to have you here. This is a rare privilege. You know, normally important things don't happen on Fridays in Washington, you know, but today we have important things happening in Washington. We're delighted to welcome Masoud Barzani here today. He's an iconic figure. Before I say a word of introduction, let me just welcome Deputy Prime Minister Barham Saleh. We're delighted to have him here today, and obviously you're lifting the quality of the audience today. Thank you for coming. Dr. Brzezinski, thank you for joining us today. It's always a pleasure to have you here. Paul Wolfowitz, thanks for coming, Paul. Delighted to have you here. Ladies and gentlemen, we're very pleased to welcome Masoud Barzani today. He is, this is the kind of figure around which novels are written. He is the president of the Kurdistan region in Iraq, and was born on the same day that the Kurdish Democratic Party was founded. And there's a unique constellation of his personal history and the development of the Kurdish region in Iraq. He's lived through the tragedies. You know, his family was separated. He suffered a great deal of personal tragedy in his own life. The oppression that existed in Iraq. The violence. He's had to personally set aside his own professional development in order to become a warrior on behalf of Kurdistan. And he carried the banner for Kurds throughout a very long and difficult period. And he now comes as the senior statesman for the Kurds in Iraq. And it's a time when I was saying to him in our brief meeting beforehand, we now need to be listening to people in this region because we're going through a pretty big change in this country. We're going to have an election here on Tuesday. I don't know how it's going to come out, but I'm pretty sure that we're going to have a lot of pressure for changing our posture, and we need to know we're doing the right thing. And I think that's part of the reason it's important to have you here, President. So thank you for coming. This strong, powerful figure is chosen to spend a little bit of time with us today. We're delighted to have him here. I have many, many friends here today. I should recognize them. Mike Wynn, thank you for coming. Rudy DeLeon, thank you for being here. Jay Garner, you know, it's great to see you again. He doesn't ever want to come back to Washington. He told me he doesn't ever want to be back here. But it took Masoud Barzani to bring him back from his grandchildren down in Florida. So it's great to have you all here. Thank you for coming. And let me turn to you. Well, Ray, do you want to say any further word of introduction?
Yeah, I think that...
Let me say Ray Dubois is going to be leading the question and answer period. And please ask questions. Don't give speeches. You know, that's one thing we want to hear the president. So, Mr. President, we're delighted to have you here. Thank you for coming. We look forward to your remarks. Thank you for coming. You replace your life.
Zorzor Spasi Barez Hamri Akiam Saruki CSIS. Walwa Zorzor Spasu Pezanin Bu Barestan Bu Amadabuntan Warstni Amdar Fata Bu Emma.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Hamri, the chairman of the CSIS. Thank you all for coming. I'm pleased and privileged to have this opportunity to talk to you.
هاتنیم با واشنگتن از آنم بله کاته کی زور زور حساسه به نسبتی ایوا ملت آمریکا و هر وها با همو جهان چون که چند روزه کتره و حال بجاردنی سروکی تازه آمریکا دست پیدا کرد.
So our visit to Washington comes at a very critical and sensitive time, a time which is critical to the people of the United States, but also to us and to the whole world. In a few days' time, we will be seeing the presidential election, which has a great impact on everything.
هاتنی ما بو اوای براستی ما سپاسی ملت امریکا سپاسی سپای امریکا بکنین و سپاسی سروک امریکا بکنین بو او یارمتکی که دایان Our
visit was to come to the United States to express our thanks and appreciation to the people of the United States, to the United States military and the President of the United States for the assistance and support that they have provided to liberate our people from dictatorship.
و همیشه ما به رزه کی زوره و یادی او قربانیانه کین که داوتان سپای ایوه کرو کچی ایوه داویانه لپیناوی رزگاری گلکه ما.
And we've always appreciated and we express our condolences for the sacrifices of men and women in uniform for the sacrificing their lives for the sake of the liberation of our people in Iraq.
و من دموی سودلم در فتوار بگرم بو اوی بوچونه کانی خومانتان بو. دیاریب که این لسر وضع عراق بگشتی وضع ناوچکه و رولی کرد و هر اتفاقیه که عمومان چاوروانی
I would like to take this opportunity to express the views of Kurdistan region on the situation in Iraq, in the region, the role played by the Kurds and also the SOFA agreement.
در فتح ایکی زور گوره بود گلی عراق حاطا پیش بو اوی عراقی که تازه عراقی فدرالی دیموکرات داب مزرینن و عملیه که سیاسی دستی پی کرد هرچند داشتا تحدیاتی که زور مواله پیش بلام عراق است خواهند دستوری که زور زور پیش کوتوه هلبجاردن دستی پی کرد و لسالی دهاتو هلبجاردنی تر دست پیدا کرد وضع امنی زور زور باشتر بوه بلام دیسانجاری کترالیم هشتا تحدیاتی که زوریش مواله
So a great opportunity has come to the people of Iraq in order to have the opportunity to build a new Iraq, an Iraq that's federal and democratic, and also a political process has started in Iraq. Still, there are a lot of challenges ahead of us, but Iraq today enjoys an advanced constitution. We have had elections in Iraq, and next year we will see another election. There has been improvement in the security situation, but at the same time, there are also challenges ahead.
رولی کرد لام عملیه زور دیار واش کرایه ایم بجداری من که لرزگار کردن عراق و خوین من دل پیناوی جبجه کردن یا آمان جا
The role played by the Kurds is very obvious. We have participated in the liberation of Iraq. We also shed blood side by side with the Americans for that sake.
و ایستا ایم شریکین لحکومتی فدرالی بغدا
And now we are partners in the federal government in Baghdad.
و ایم بردوام بین لسر بینین رول ایجابی خومن بو چسباندن عراقی فدرالی دموکرات.
And we will continue to play our positive role in bringing about a federal, democratic and pluralistic Iraq.
هرچند شتیکی زور زور طبیعیه جار بجار ممکنه خلافاتش روب داد بو چونی جواز من هبی لسر تفصیلی هنده بنودی دستور بلام ایم سورین لسر اوی که همو او گرفتانه به شیوه یکی آشتیانه چاره سر بکنین و دستور حکم بی بو چاره سری هر گرفته که بیتا پیش
And I would also like to say it's very normal in such a circumstances to have disputes or different point of view and different interpretations to articles and items of the constitution but I would like to assure you that we're determined in order to try our best to settle all the scores and to solve all the problems through dialogue and peaceful means and to have the constitution to be the judge and the referee to go back to.
مشغول یوین که مؤسسات دستوری داب مزرینین
We in the Kurdistan region focus our efforts in building constitutional institutions.
هرچند انسانات و نیم رو لحیش که یکی دنیا بله امنی مطلق خیه بلام در کردستان تو نیمانه به هوی یارمتی ملت خومان و دزگاکانی امنی خومان که امن و آسایش بو حریم کردستان به شیوه یکی زور زور برچاو دابین کنیم.
Although nowhere in the world one can say that there is absolute security, but we have been able in Kurdistan region of Iraq with the assistance and support of our people and also the hard work of our security authorities to be able to provide a safe and secure environment for the people in that region.
و اوی زور یارمتی ایم ایداوه که ام امنو اسایش برقرار بی حقیقت او فرهنگیه که ملتی ایم پی پرورده کراوه.
And what has helped us in order to maintain that safety and security is the culture that our people have grown up with, culture of tolerance.
اما بدرجایی میجو فری فرهنگی تسامح بوین ملتی اما چونکه چه تسامحی نتوی چه تسامحی دینی چه مذهبی اما بدرجایی میجو لکردستان
Throughout history, we've brought up with the culture of tolerance and with the history of tolerance. National, ethnic, religious, and sectarian tolerance has been with us all the way through history.
استشیم امانوی کردستان براستی نمونه بیارشند من دعانا کم که ایم بی کمو کورین هیا بلام اراده و من هيا كهو كمو كوريانا نهيلين و كردستان بو همو منوي بو كردو عربو تركومانو كلدانو آشوريو همو او براياني تركا لكردستان اجي
Now we would like to say that we want Kurdistan to be a model for the new Iraq. Although I don't claim that we don't have problems or we don't have flaws in the Kurdistan region, but there is a strong political will in order to cope with the situation and find solutions and to make Kurdistan for all the people of Kurdistan, Kurdistan region to be for Kurds, Arabs, Turkmen, Assyrian, Al-Kildi and all the residents of that region.
آینده عراقش با وادا بین دکره، با واد تضمین دکره که التزام به دستور بکره، شراکتی که جدی و فعلی ببی لحکم.
And the future of Iraq would be guaranteed in a way that all the parties would stay committed to the constitution and to have a real and serious partnership in governance system in Iraq.
همو حاوله که دین بو اوی اما سر بگری لعراق.
And we will try our best in order to make sure that this program succeeds in Iraq.
هر وها اما سورین لسروی که تا سرکوتنی نهایی ابی نهیلین جاری کتر تروریستکان لعراق بتوانن جی پی خوان کنن.
And we have to stay committed and determined until we achieve final success. We will not allow the terrorists to find a foothold in Iraq.
و نسبت پیوندی عراق و حریم کردستان لگل در اوسیاکان من.
Regarding the relationship between Iraq and Kurdistan region and the neighboring countries.
اما پیمان خوشه که باشترین پیوندی من هایی لگل دراوسی اکان من.
We would like to enjoy the best relations with our neighbors.
و پیم وای مجاله که یک جار زور لپیشه بو او پیوندیانه.
I believe that there is a good opportunity in order to enjoy such relations.
و با خوش حالی و علم که لماوی اخیر دا رودانه که زور زور ایجابی بسر هلویستی ترکیاش دهاتوه.
I'm pleased to say that recently there has been a very positive development in the position and attitude of Turkey.
چند کوبونوی مباشر بوله نیوانمان که ام امیدوارین ان شاء الله او کوبونوانه بر دوام بنو بگین انجامي باش که لبر ژوندۍ هر دولانه.
And a number of good and direct meetings have happened between the two sides, and we hope that such kind of meetings and dialogue will continue, and we hope that we will be able to achieve positive results that will be in the interest of both sides.
به نسبت اتفاقی سوفا که استاد تقریبا بابتی محوریه
regarding the strategy the state of forces agreement which is the main subject being discussed today
حقیقت ما حزنان که این بو یک روزش سربازانی ایوه او زحمت بکشن و دور بکنه و لکس و کار و لاتکیان هر چی زودتر بتوانن بگره نو ایما او من که خوش
Although we do not want for your sons and daughters, men and women in the army, to stay away from their loved ones and their family and their country, and we wish one day sooner that they would come back to enjoy their lives here. But the process has started which has not finished yet. If the situation in Iraq breaks down or collapses, that will have a huge impact, negative impact on the economic situation. It may develop to have impact on the entire Gulf region.
جاری کتر نبیت و ملگای تروریستان یا خود که بیت جر نفوذی امو آبیتر.
We believe that the current agreement that's being worked upon includes a timetable, a schedule for the withdrawal of the troops. Working by such a kind of a program that would organize the way the troops to be withdrawn back and also for the situation in Iraq to be under control and so that. Once again, Iraq will not become a foothold or a safe haven for the terrorists or Iraq to be under the influence of this or that. We believe that this agreement is better than any other alternative available. Once again, I would like to reiterate and stress on the role of Kurds and the Kurdistan region.
بردوام بین لسر رولی خومان لبغدا
We're determined to continue to play our positive role in Baghdad. We're committed to the constitution that 85% of the Iraqi people voted for. And for the other areas or the disputed territories, there is an Article 140 of the Constitution that has stipulated a roadmap in order to find a peaceful and lasting solution so that all of the people of Iraq would enjoy stability and security. Once again, I would like to thank the CSIS and all of you for coming and providing us with this opportunity to talk to you. And I wish success and progress to the people of the United States. Thank you again.
Thank you, Mr. President. If you'll forgive me in my humble Kurdish, Zor Supas Janabi Saruk Barzani. As John Hamry said, having the president of the Kurdistan Regional Government with us today is quite an honor. We want to give as much time to questions from the audience, so I would ask that when you are recognized, please stand and identify yourself and your affiliation with whatever organization you represent. Needless to say, we would appreciate concise questions for the president, and I would ask for myself and for the various audience members here that you refrain from expressions necessarily of personal political opinions. Now, a number of the issues raised by President Barzani, I'm sure are of interest to many of you, not the least of which, of course, is the status of forces agreement negotiations, the issues with respect to Turkey, the issues with respect to the oil law, the situation surrounding refugees, if you will, from the Nineveh Valley and Mosul that are now streaming into Kurdistan and for protection. Also, Article 140 that the president referred to. I will take the prerogative of the chair, if you will, and ask the first question. It was reported, Mr. President, that the special foreign policy advisor to the Turkish Prime Minister, Erdogan, was also here coincidentally in Washington during this trip. I know that you have also said that you're prepared to meet with your Turkish counterparts. Did you have any opportunity to meet with that gentleman during this trip?
نخير ليلة نمديوا فلما ال بغداد لا أولاد يوما وداشم زوني وليلة يا برنامج كوا كلاوي يا لا تركيا ولا العراق لا كردستان يكتر ببين فما ليش بيم خوشة فلما لا برنامج دانا بوا.
No, indeed, I have not met him here, but we have met in Baghdad and we have met in Erbil, and the program was agreed that we will meet in Turkey and Iraq and Kurdistan region. I would have loved to meet with him. I didn't know about that, but this was the program here.
Thank you. All right, we should take some questions. Yes, sir, right here. Please, the microphone will be delivered to you promptly.
This is Ümit Enginsoy with Turkish NTV television. Mr. President, do you and the KRG view the PKK as a terrorist group?
جناب سرور ایمو متعریم کردستان تسبیت گروپی ارهاب دادن پکیک.
امام بابت لگال دولت ترکیه باس من کرد و باسی اکین حزن کم من لعلم چی جاریکتر باسی او موضوع کم حتی لگال دولت ترکیه اگین نتیجه.
Indeed, we have discussed this issue with the state of Turkey, and we will refrain from talking about this subject in the media until we reach an agreement and a solution on this subject with the government of Turkey.
Another question back here.
Balan Salah, Kurdish Service, Voice of America.
Is that microphone on?
Yeah. Yeah, sorry. Malen Saleh, Kurdish Service, Voice of America. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to ask my question in Kurdish. جنابی سروک اگر هاتو رکوتنی صوفا لنیوان بغداد واشنگتن مور نکرا پیدوایش یعنی که بیک ولاتی گرتوکانی امریکا بن کی سربازی خوی لحریم کدوسانی عراق داب کاتوا اگر اوش یعنی هبه خواستی امریکا یکان چند بوی سپاس.
Why don't you repeat the question?
Yeah, a question from the Kurdish Service of Voice of America addressed to President Barzani regarding the status of forces agreement between the United States and Iraq. If that agreement was not signed between Washington and Baghdad, is there any possibility for American forces to be based in Kurdistan region of Iraq? And what would be the request of the United States, or how would you see that?
بلام دوی او اگر اتفاق کنه بی چدبی حقیقتش دوا باس نکره و بلام اگر اتفاق کنه بو امریکا دواب که هزکانیان لحریم کردستان بمینن من پیم وی پرلمان کردستان ملت کردستان حکمت حریم همو با خوشحالی و ترحیبی پیاد.
So far the focus is on the agreement in order to be signed. We will try our best for that agreement to be signed. This issue has not been raised or discussed yet, but if there was no agreement or no agreement was signed, and if we did not reach an agreement, and if the United States requests for its forces to be based in Kurdistan region, I'm confident that the Kurdistan Regional Parliament, the people of Kurdistan region, and the Kurdistan Regional Government would welcome that.
All right. Yes, in the back there.
Charlie Wolfson with CBS News. Can also on the status of forces agreement, can you speak to the amendments which the Iraqi government is now considering? Can you be as specific as possible? And can you also tell us whether you think in the end there will be a successful status of forces agreement signed?
CBS
آخر کوبونوی مجلس امنی سیاسی من بجدار بوم روز 19 مانگه لبغدا آخر صیغه که هاتبو او مناقشه کرا باسی تعدیلات او نبو او وقته قد منیش بیستوم که انده تعدیلات پیشنیار کرا و بلام خوشمش داگا داریم که او تعدیلاتانه چین.
In the last meeting that we had at the Political Council of National Security in Baghdad, which was on the 19th of October, the final version of the draft was submitted to the Political Council, and at that time there were no mention of any amendments. I realized that after I was traveling to the United States, some amendments were proposed, but I'm not aware of these details. But the version that was submitted or put at the table at the Political Council of National Security, our position was very clear regarding that it was a good one and there is room for reaching an agreement on that.
As a follow-up, I read, I believe, this morning that in your meeting with the Washington Post, the editorial board, you indicated that you did not think that the SOFA, as currently structured, would pass
the Iraqi Parliament.
There are a lot of complications and there are a lot of efforts in order not to have that SOFA agreement signed, and I still reiterate that I have doubts or I'm doubtful for the SOFA to be signed, but there is also a possibility for the SOFA to pass and to be signed. There are two approaches or two thoughts. One is in favor, one is against, but our position is very clear. We are in favor of this agreement.
مصيرك مجهولة لبروا بهمان واتفاقك جدول زمن اشتداتات 2011 نهاية 2011 كهموش تتوابي لبروا اتفاقك وينيك رون واشكرا عدب برشاوت كواسع عراق شونه بيو برو كوياتي بوهما بهمان واتفاقك لبرجوان دي عراق ده.
Because the alternatives for this either would be the extension of the current status quo, or not to have agreement, or not to have extension, which will lead to an unknown destiny for Iraq. We believe in the agreement. There is a lot of detail talking about the timetable for the withdrawal of the forces by the end of 2011. At least the agreement gives you a clear picture in the horizon about what kind of Iraq or what will happen in Iraq in the coming period. Therefore, we are in favor of it.
Very well. Young lady back there in the corner.
Thank you. Mr. Barzani, this is Tudin Dadoglu with the Washington Times. As you are wrapping up your visit in Washington, what is your understanding of the U.S. position on issues related to Article 140 of the Iraqi Constitution? Thank you.
Perhaps it would be a good idea also to put some annotation around for the audience to know what Article 140 refers to.
Yeah. Article 140 is an article in the Iraqi Constitution that has stipulated a roadmap to solve the problem of the disputed territories that start from Sinjar, Sheikhan, Accra, Mahmur, Kirkuk, Khanaqin. So all these areas, there was a line of 19th of March 2003 where the Iraqi forces were there since 1991. So with the liberation of Iraq, there was an article in the Constitution that said that these areas should be settled according to the Constitution.
الوستي الرسمي أمريكا لان تبيجي وزارت دروا واروالا چوپيك ونانيك كردومانا وان تأكيد اكن كاوان لقال جبجة كردني مادة 140 چونك مادة كي دستورية وخلق عراق دنگي لسرده.
The official position of the United States government, as expressed by the official spokesman of the State Department and also in the meetings that we had, all stress on the implementation of the Article 140 because this is a constitutional article, a constitutional commitment, and also the people of Iraq have voted for that constitution.
Very good. Yes, Steve.
Yes, I'm Stephen Flanagan from CSIS. President Barzani, could you describe for us your assessment of the relationship that exists now between the Kurdish security forces and the Iraqi National Army and how you see that evolving over the period as we move towards a transition of the U.S. presence in Iraq?
معلوماتي جنابتان دوي روخاني رجيمي صدام ل 2003 كدس كراوا بعد دروس كرناوي جيش عراقي يكم سيلي وايكا جيش عراقي لدروس كرا لبيشمرغا دروس كرا.
For your kind information, after the fall of the regime in 2003, the efforts in order to rebuild the new Iraqi army, it comprised of three brigades, which were made of the Peshmerga forces. Because at that time, neither the Shias nor the Sunnis were ready and willing to join the Iraqi army. Now many of the units of the Iraqi army are comprised of Kurds or Peshmerga forces, older Peshmerga forces. And we consider the Iraqi army as our own army. But there has to be a kind of system set in Baghdad so that once again the army would not get involved or engaged in internal political matters of the country like the past. And for the army to be an army for all of Iraq, not an army for one political party or one individual. It's in the making process, of course. Probably sometimes there are different opinions or positions between us and the federal government. But in the shadow of the Constitution, in accordance with the constitutional rights, we have set a committee in order to look into the matters regarding or relevant to the army so that in the coming couple of months that issue would be addressed.
Yes, Joe.
President Joe Reeder.
Wait for the mic so that media can pick it up, too. We could hear you in Grand Central Station.
Joe Reeder, Mr. President, question is about Hanakin. What happened there and what has been done to hopefully prevent that from happening again? Thank you.
طبعا بين منطقه خانقین که اداریان عیدی محافظه دیالایه لمحافظه دیالا بگشتی تروریستکان ماویک اوان دسالات تویانه و بسر بشی هر زوری محافظه دیالا
خانقین administratively is part of Diyala province and generally speaking the tourists have almost full control over that area for quite some time
ولسر دوای حکومت فدرال اما لیواکی لشکر ما نارد و اویب دوای 18 شهید و 43 بریندار توانیان که ناوچه که زور پارک کنه ولی تروریست
At the request of the federal government, we have sent a brigade of our Peshmerga forces, force that went there in order to handle the situation. And as a result, has given 18 martyrs, 18 Peshmerga were killed, and 43 were injured, but they were able to control the situation and achieve security.
دوای وی که ناوچه که پارک کنه ولی تروریستان وحدات تری جیش عراقی داویان کرد اوان بین و اما او قوات پشمرگه سحب کن
After the Peshmerga forces cleaned up that area, the other units of the Iraqi army have requested for the Peshmerga forces to withdraw and for them to come and replace them.
لکاتی که پشمرگه خریک انسحاب بون نتیجه غلطی قایده که عسکری عراقی مشکلی که رویده
At the time that the Peshmergas were preparing to withdraw, as a result of a mistake from an Iraqi army commander, a problem has emerged.
It reached
a status which was fearful or dangerous, but it was good that we were able to handle it, and we hope that it will not recur again.
Thank you. Jay? Right behind you.
Yes, thank you. Jay Garner. Mr. President, I know in your area, the Kurdish regional government, the Christians have total freedom. They have their own churches. And in your constitution, you have strong minority rights. But down in Nineveh province, I know there's a lot of persecution of the Christians, and they are moving into Kurdistan. Could you comment on what's going on in Nineveh and what the KRG is doing to accommodate the Christians that are moving there.
وی تروریستکان ل بصره ل بغداد ل زورشون هندجار ترکیزیان کرده سر مسیحیان.
The tourists in Basra, Baghdad, and other places they focus their attention on the Christians.
و لام فتره اخیر تركيزه كي خاص كرا سر مسيحيكاني موصل
and very recently a lot of focus were put on the Christians who are living in Mosul province
هميشه اما براني مسيحي من قطوه كا كردستان كراوية و خود خلق خوجهي هيا كا لكردستان اجين بلامواني لشاركانش اگر توشي مترسي بون بين بو كردستان فعلا بشي زوريان هاتون و معزز مكرمن لكردستان نک اوان مسیحکان 25,000 عائله عربیش که ران کردو لناوچکانی که لترسی ارهاب ویسا لشارکانی کردستان
They have always assured our Christian brothers that Kurdistan is always open to them because we have Christians who are living in Kurdistan region but I'm talking about those who are outside the KRG whenever they fear their lives they're welcome to come and they have come to Kurdistan, they are respected and with full dignity. Not only the Christians family, but we have also 25,000 Arab families who have escaped and fled from the violence and have found refuge and safe haven in Kurdistan.
تنها لبر هویه که کردن نکر مسیحی به تنها و بسر کردی شاتوه و زیادتر لسات زار کرد آواره بون مصدیان به جهشتوه
For your kind information, since 2003 until now, over 2,000 Kurds have been killed inside Mosul because of identity, because of their Kurdish identity. So it's not only Christians who have been killed, but also Kurds have been killed, and over 100,000 Kurds have been displaced from Mosul.
Thank you. Dr. Wolfowitz.
Paul Wolfowitz, AEI. I wondered if you could give your estimate of the current strength of the insurgency, not just in Kurdistan or even mainly in Kurdistan, but in the rest of Iraq. And what do you think are the chances of it regaining strength in the coming year or two?
خوشبختانه لکردستان تروریستان نه انتوانی به هیچ شیوه قاعده درست کن لکردستان.
Fortunately, the terrorists were not able and they could not establish any base in our region. Sometimes they were able to have an infiltration and mainly from Mosul to come to our region. And the majority of the terrorists were in a specific area. In the areas of Anbar, Baghdad, and Baquba, which is and Mosul, which is in the middle, and also Mosul to the northwest.
But if we look at Baghdad, یارمتی خلق و هیزکانی امنیکان به هاوکاری سپای امریکا دیسا ضربه زور گوریان خورد لموصل هشتا توزه گویان ماوه طبعا وانیا بن بر بوبن هشتا ماون بلام زور لواز بون اما همیشه لم ظروفه دا اگر زیادتر وضعکه نچسبه همیشه و احتماله هیا که جاره که تر زندو ببنم.
But if we look at the situation right now, they've been defeated, they have been weakened, and areas have been cleaned from the terrorists, especially in Anbar when people rose against them and fought them. In Baghdad, with the assistance that people have provided with the Iraqi security forces and the support that was given by the American forces, they were able to give a heavy blow to the terrorists. But in Mosul, still the terrorists are there. They have not been uprooted. They have been weakened. But under the circumstance that we have, if we would not continue on the successes that we have achieved, there is always the possibility of them regaining strength.
Young lady against the wall.
Thanks. It's Elizabeth Rosenberg with Argus Media. Mr. President, can you give us a status update on the communications or negotiations between the KRG and the federal government in Baghdad about exporting oil from the KRG and also Baghdad's recognition of the contracts awarded by the KRG to several oil companies?
دستور عراقی زور واضحه علی او حقوقی که پیشتر درهن راون حکومت فدرال اداره دکات لگل حکومت هریم یا ای اقالیم اوانه تازه در دهن رن حکومت هریم اداره دکات لگل حکومت فدرال مسوده کی قانونی نو حاضر کرابو لشبات 2007 که بچی بو مجلس وزرا و لوی و بچی بو پرلمان و ملحقه کشی پی بو اگر لگل بو اگر تا مانگی می 2007 اتفاقه که نروشت هر دو لاحق یانه که عقود امضا کن اتفاقه که نروشت لبرا و بپی او اتفاقه و بپی او ملحقه ایما حق مانه یا چه دستوریا چه بپی ملحقی او اتفاق مسوده اتفاقی که هبو آخر شد اتفاق کرا لکوبونوی نوراستی امانگل بغدا که کومیته که زور با قوت دابن ریب بو اوی نهایت به مسئله قانونی نوت بهینم چون که تقریبا هیچ چتگ نما و تنها بریاری سیاسی ده و بریاری سیاسی شبیه قیاده سیاسی بیده و کومیته که لقیادات سیاسی پیکاتو اینجا به پی دستور اما متفقین و هیچ لاره مانی لوه نوت و غاز ملکی همو ملت عراقه وارداته که توزیع بی بسر همو خلق عراق ده اما هیچ مانع اکمانیه لوا
In fact, the Constitution is very clear in talking about the oil issue. It talks about the existing oil fields that will be managed by the federal government together with the regional governments. And for the new oil fields, they will be managed by the Kurdistan Regional Government. But at the same time, it talks about the revenue sharing, that the revenues should be shared by both. And in addition to that, there was a draft oil law that was prepared in February 2007 that was supposed to go to the cabinet, Iraqi Cabinet Council of Ministers, and from there to go to the Iraqi Council of Representatives. It has with it a side letter. The side letter was stating that if there would be no agreement on the oil law until May 2007, then both sides would have right to sign contracts. Of course, the agreement was not reached, therefore, based on that draft law and the side letter, which was an annex to the draft, as well as the Constitution and what the Constitution says, we have continued to deal with this. But in the last meeting that we have in mid of October in Baghdad at the Political Council of the National Security, we have agreed that we will form a strong committee, a committee that would be comprised of the political leadership in Iraq in order to deal with it. Because right now the issue needs a political decision, and the political decision has to be made by the Iraqi political leaders. And according to the Constitution, we agree that there would be revenue sharing, and also that oil and gas in Iraq belongs to all the Iraqi people in all regions and governorates. Therefore, we do not have any problem in sharing the revenues and also working hard to reach an agreement on the hydrocarbon law.
Yes, ma'am, right here.
Ahu Özürk from CNN Türk and Milliyet. Thank you, Mr. President. I have two quick questions. One is a follow-up on the PKK issue. When do you think you might give us, to the press, an insight of how your talks are going and what agreement you may reach with Turkish government? And the second one is about your trip to Tehran, if I'm not mistaken. Could you give us an insight about your visit to Iran?
CNN Türk and Milliyet. پرسیاری چند وقت تعقیب لسر پرسیاری که برایستان در توانین با صحف اقصاب کن لسر اوی که تو محل صحف کن تان چون در بود لگل حکومتی ترکیه و اگر ایتس اتفاقی بگنی لسر مسئله پکک دو میشین سدن زنتان با تران اگر خلن نبود زنتان سدن تران تاگر دوی فیشتک من پیلو لسر و
الوکو باسم که ما گفتگو من بردوام لگل حکومتی ترکیه که وقتی هاد
As I mentioned earlier, that our talks with and dialogue with the government of Turkey is continuing, and when the right time comes, we will disclose everything with the press.
چون این بو ایران طبعاً ایران ملتی که جیرانی ام ایه و پیویز بو آوان گویان لواش نظری ام بی لسر اتفاقیه لسر علاقاتی دوقلی هر واب پیویز بو میش گویم لواش نظری آوان بی.
Of course, my visit to Iran comes within the context of neighborly relations. Iran is a neighbor. It was necessary for Iran to hear our point of view. We've discussed the issues regarding the agreement, the SOFA agreement, and also bilateral relations between Iraq and Iran and the KRG and Iran. And also important for me to hear their point of view. On certain matters we agreed, and on other matters we disagreed, and this is normal.
Question.
Hassan Brahi from Nebraska University. Mr. President, would you share with us your view about Iran, whether you see it as a threat or not, because the Sunni in Iraq see Iran as a threat because Iran has been playing a negative role in Baghdad. And you as a Kurdish, but at the same time you're Sunni, do you share with the rest of the Sunni in Iraq that Iran is a threat or not? Thank you.
اما هر که اوم الملانیا بین شیعه و سنه سری حال دا اما هول ماندا و بردوامی شبین اما نبینه طرف لواج که اما خلق کردستان اصلا بروامان بوانی با صراع مذهبی بین شیعه و سنه اما لهر دو کیان نزیکین وکوی و هولش ماندا نزیکین کینوا و میان وحتى وساطات كين لانيوانيان دا يارمتيان دين بواوي براو شرعكي قولترو خويناوي ترنچن بلام ممكن زور دولت هبن بيان بي مشاكل لنا عراق دوسو مفروض الشيعة والسنة همو همو خلق عراق ريجانا دن باو دولتانا دست دريش بكنا نولتك
When the Shia-Sunni sectarian violence started in Iraq, we have tried, and we will continue to try, not to take sides and in order to bring the two sides together, because we did not believe, and we do not believe in sectarian violence between the Shias and Sunnis, and we tried to bring them together, to bring them together to closer, and we played a mediatory role, and we assisted them so that that violence will not go deeper and will not be more bloody. Probably there will be other countries who want to create problems inside Iraq, but it has to be the Iraqi people, the Shia, Sunnis, and the Kurds to work together so that they would not allow other countries to interfere in Iraqi internal matters and stop such kind of interferences.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, I'm Zeynep Gürcanlı. I'm with Hürriyet. You said that your dialogue with the Turkish government is continuing, but still the attacks towards the Turkish targets by the terrorists also continuing. I want to ask a question, whether you are taking some unilateral measures to end these terrorist attacks in KRG region. Thank you.
اما هیچ کات ایلگال و نبودن و هر شانه بکرین اما هیچ کات ایلگال خوین رشد نین بلا هر وقت باسم کرد مادم در گای گفتگو کراوه بین اما و ترکیه من او موضوع ابو صحافه ناشمانه و هیچ تفاصیلیک تا اما ایلگال دولت ترکیه اگه این نتیجه
We have never supported any attacks and we have never supported bloodshed. But as I said earlier, so long as we have open dialogue with the government of Turkey and that dialogue door is open, I would not want to go into details about this subject with the press.
Let me, as we near the appointed hour, Mr. President, you met with President Bush and you met with Secretary of State Condi Rice, I understand. In your meetings with President Bush, can you give us some sense as to the thematics and the exchange that might not have been, shall we say, reported in the press? And perhaps did you talk about the 55,000 Kurds in the U.S. and those who are U.S. citizens, how they might vote on Tuesday?
The Kurdish citizens, of the Kurds who are here, and American citizens like yourself who have enjoyed the freedom and democracy, they are free like you to vote to whichever party they would like. I don't think they would be listening to us in voting issues. To my knowledge, they have also been divided into two camps, like yourselves.
و هر وها باسی علاقاتی آیندهش وی عراق و وی امریکا و کرد و امریکا طبعا ما زانین علاقاتی اما لچورچه وی عراق دایا و اما زانین اما لچورچه وی عراق داین والا مرور لی کردیش معلومه که زور کاریگره لوازی عراق ام زیادتر بابتی اتفاقه که بو که باسمان لیکره و من بغینم پیدا که بردوام بین لسر جهودی خومان
In fact, as I said earlier, that the main purpose for me for the visit was to come here to thank the people of the United States, the President of the United States, for the assistance they provided and also for their support to liberate our people from dictatorial regime, and also in the last few years a close personal relationship has been established between President Bush and myself. But the main issue that was discussed in the meeting was the issue of the status of forces agreement. And as we know that in a couple of months' time, there would be a change in the administration and President Bush leaves the office, but I wanted to come and thank him personally. We also have discussed the issue of bilateral relations between Iraq and the United States and also the role played by the Kurds. Of course, we do realize that our relationship with the United States comes within the framework and context of Iraq-the U.S. relationship, but the Kurds do play an effective role in Iraq, and we will support the agreement. And I also promised President Bush that we will continue our efforts in order to reach that agreement.
Very good. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. Yes.